Now, time for our summer book series, PG-13. We give it that name because 13 is about the age when young readers start to explore the grown-up literary world, even if they're not quite ready. When author D.W. Gibson was that age, he experienced a literary betrayal by someone he trusted. He has never fully recovered. The someone was a beloved children's book author.
When I was 13, a new library opened about a mile from my house. The first thing I checked out from there was a collection of short stories by Roald Dahl. It was called Someone Like You. In retrospect, I should have known what I was in for. There was a giant eyeball on the cover. And I should have guessed by the title of the first story I read, Lamb to the Slaughter. But I didn't. I thought I knew Roald Dahl. In fifth grade, my teacher had assigned us Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It had been a mouth-watering escape. How could I have predicted that this teacher-approved writer would deliver blood and death? I was naive, and Roald Dahl took advantage. The story begins routinely. Mary Maloney waits for her husband, Patrick, to come home. She seems happy to see him. She takes his coat and complains that he's working too hard. He downs some whiskey after a long day and delivers a piece of bad news to his wife. But after the placid opening, everything changes. Suddenly, Mary takes a leg of lamb out of the freezer and slams it into the back of her husband's head, killing him instantly. The image of Mary lifting up the frozen meat still haunts me. I think about it on long plane rides and during late-night insomnia. It's the reason I'd rather stand with my back against the wall in any given room, and why I'm still so lousy at delivering bad news. It wasn't just the murder that shocked me. There are all those menacing details, too. The fact that Mary is 6 months pregnant, the fact that she swings without any pause, the way she talks so calmly to Sam, the grocer at the market, right after it happens. And of course, there's that mysterious moment we skip over, a central piece of the plot, the part where Patrick tells Mary whatever it is that's so bad. Somehow what he says doesn't matter. It's just about rage and violence. When I finished the story, I immediately read it again. This time, I noticed that Mary mentions there being plenty of meat in the freezer, followed closely by those icy words, "I'll get the supper." They leapt out at me as darkly funny hints. And the piece is funny, especially at the end when the investigating officer belches as Mary serves him the evidence for dinner. I didn't even make it to the next story in the collection. Instead, I dug up my copy of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. This time, I saw beyond the chocolate river and fruit-flavored wallpaper. I saw the story in a new way. A crazy old man lures a bunch of kids into his factory to torture them. Rage, carnage, and clever weaponry all simmer beneath the sparkly exterior. Suddenly, I understood exactly what people mean when they say it's important to read between the lines.
D.W. Gibson is the author of the book Not Working. The book he talked about was Someone Like You by Roald Dahl. You can comment on this essay at our website. Go to nprbooks.org. You'll also find lists of summer reads from our critics and correspondents.